14 years later and an estimated 70 billion rand in cost overruns, the Medupi power plant project is finally complete. An Eskom executive calls it an investment that will serve generations of people for at least the next 50 years. Andre de Reiter, CEO of Eskom, joins us now with greater perspective on what this actually means for the grid and energy security moving forward. Andre, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So 14 years later and the Medupi power station completes its last and final unit. It's come online. It's reached commercial operation. Right at the top, spell it out for us. What does this mean?
So what this means is that the unit has now achieved the necessary reliability tests that have allowed us to hand over the unit, the last remaining unit, Unit 1, from the project to the operations team. So it is now commercially operating. And we are now running it like we do all of the other units in Eskom.
But there are a few design defects or faults that need to be sorted out, right? We've had some reports come to the fore saying another 2 years roughly before we've got a unit that's completely up to scratch.
Correct. We have identified a number of defects on the units both at Medupi and at Kusile. We have already commenced doing consecutive 75-day outages on all of those units to address the defects. Not all of those have been fully and satisfactorily resolved, but we are now in a position where we understand what the challenges are, and we are working with the contractor under the original contractual guarantees to address and resolve these remaining design defects.
What cost implications, Andre, are we looking at here? Because already this project has seen cost overruns. And I mean, it's ranged from this project in its entirety costing 150 billion, over 200 billion, some citing. And one wonders just where or what that eventual price tag is going to be.
So the total cost that we have incurred to date is 122 billion rand. That, of course, is well over the 80 billion rand that the unit was supposed to have cost when it was conceived some 15 years ago. We are currently looking at further investments at the plant to address some of its emission requirements. You may be aware that there is a sulfur dioxide requirement that we have to comply with, and that will cost an additional estimated between 35 and 40 billion rand. So that was, however, not part of the original scope of the plant. So there is more work that will be done in order to mitigate our environment.
Andre, of course, you entered this late in the game, but talk us through your assessment of what's happened here, what's gone wrong, and, you know, how much sooner this could have actually come online.
Alicia, I think the fundamental mistake that Eskom made right at the outset of this project was to accept responsibility for managing all of the contractors on site. These mega projects are notoriously difficult to execute well. They have a large number of contractors on site, and to manage the various contractual accountabilities and responsibilities, if you are not professionally equipped to do so, is to invite an enormous amount of risk onto the owner of the project. And that's exactly what Eskom did. And the consequences of these multiple interfaces and the associated interface risk, that's manifested itself in contractual delays, but also the cost overruns.
So what's the state of play now as far as those you know, hindering factors are concerned, Andre? Because you know, you've still got some of the design flaws to sort out on this unit. Many of your older units are still troublesome as well. And one wants to get a sense of how much of a handle Eskom has on the situation from here on out.
So there are two issues, of course. The first one is that we have to complete our new build project. So the Ngula pump storage scheme, that is operating commercially. Medupi is now operating fully commercially. Bearing in mind, obviously, that we are going to resolve those design defects. And then Kusile currently has 3 units in commercial operation, and we anticipate that that plant will be complete by 2024. That will not, in and of itself, address South Africa's generation capacity shortfall. And that is why we've been restructuring ourselves. We've been unbundling, legally separating, in order to enable additional private sector investment to come into the generation space so that we have a more liberalized electricity generation sector where Eskom is no longer the only and the dominant player.
Yeah, that, of course, in a bit, alleviates some of the pressure off the grid, Andre, as we've got to get this economy going. So where many are questioning, what this project and the price tag really buys us at the end of the day, especially with this generation unit having been generating into other groups for a year already, you're saying that this is not the end of the road as far as load shedding is concerned, right?
If you exclude Medupi and Kusile from the average age calculation of our power station generation fleet, we have an old fleet. It's more than 41 years old. The power stations have had a hard life. They've been run very hard. They've been poorly maintained. And that manifests itself in poor availability. And whenever that happens, of course, then you have the unfortunate phenomenon of load shedding. And again, the way to structurally address the risk of load shedding to the South African economy is to add new capacity to the grid. And that is why, inter alia, we have welcomed the president's recent announcement of the lifting of the 100 megawatt licensing cap, which we believe will unlock significant new investment in the short term. That will alleviate the generation capacity constraint that we currently face.
Well, Andre, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Eskom CEO Andre de Ruyter.